joined here in the media center with the provisional number one qualifier in pro stock, Greg Anderson. His second pass of 6.674 seconds at 205.35 miles per hour took him to the top of the category. Greg, discuss today's varying conditions out on the track and all the obstacles you guys went through today.
Well, definitely a little bit of a challenge out there today. The racetrack's got a few bumps. I think we can all see that from up here. So it presents a different challenge than we're used to. We just came from probably the smoothest track on the circuit at Richmond, and this, you know, is probably the roughest one. But that's not a bad thing. That's just a new challenge, and that's kind of how we want to look at it. We did test up here a couple weeks ago, so we know exactly what it is. We know the bumps are there. And we worked on our suspensions a lot. We worked on the race car a lot. We worked on trying to handle them bumps, trying to maneuver them bumps the best we could. So apparently we did the best job of that today. So feels great. You know, it's hot out there. Cool down tonight. And you know going into the night session that if you don't make a good run tonight, it's going to be an uphill battle tomorrow because it's supposed to be hotter yet tomorrow. So we did a great job. We really got about all we could get out of the run. Made a great run down a interesting racetrack and got the most we could get. So here we sit, number one, provisional number one. But I really expect that it's got a great chance to hold up because it's going to be hot tomorrow. So we'll just see. You just never know what the weatherman will do. But mission accomplished. Job number one. We did the best we could do on Friday. Now we'll just go see if we can do the best we can do on Saturday and see if it holds up.
Hey, Greg, you partially answered my question there, but you were talking about how much the test last Wednesday that you feel like contributed to that great run today.
Oh, it absolutely did. And we didn't even run my car. I think we ran Jason's car, we ran Bo's car, but it doesn't matter. They're so similar. I drove Jason's car for 2 days, so I know exactly what it feels like out there and what we needed to work on. And we did work on those things, and I think that was an advantage. We were the only team that was up here testing, and some of the others didn't, and I think, you know, if we do end up the number one qualifier, I think that test helped us get there. So, you know, good team effort, and so far so good. My problem hasn't been qualifying this year. We've done real well qualifying. It's been on Sunday, so we just need to find a way to act like Sunday is Friday or Sunday is Saturday, and maybe it's all in the head. We'll see. We're certainly not going to come into it thinking, you know, it just doesn't work to qualify number one. We need to back off qualifying and see if that works out on Sunday. I've won plenty before from the number one spots. I don't believe in that. You just go out there every run you can, try and run as fast as you can, and that's what we're going to do. And one of these days, it's going to pay off. We're going to win on Sunday.
If it holds, this will be your 100th number one qualifier award. What does that mean to you?
That's cool. That is really, really cool. It's a huge number, tremendous number. It definitely brings a smile to my face. It's certainly not something I never thought I could do or achieve. Holds up and we get it, I'm going to feel awful proud. That's a whole bunch. That's a lot. And that's not anything the driver really has much to do. That's all the team. That's all the engine builders at the shop, the car builders at the shop, the car tuners at the racetrack. Really not a whole lot the driver has to do with that. That's how the car's prepared. So it's that's a team award. And you know, if there's a special thing to be done for that, the team's going to get the credit on that one. We'll have a party at the shop for that one. It's pretty cool. And I probably won't be around for the next big milestone. So that's probably the biggest one I'll see as far as that one goes. Huge number. I don't know how many have done that, but obviously it's got to be very few. So I feel very proud to be part of this team.
Sort of speaking along those lines, I mean, talk about so many ups and downs you've been through the last few years and how good it feels to be leading the points and all that.
It has. No question. It's ups and downs. That's what drag racing is. You can't get yourself down. You can't beat yourself up. You're going to go through those valleys, and you just hope you have some peaks to go along with, and we certainly have. So I have no reason to feel down or feel bad. I haven't won this year, but I'm still leading the points, so we still had a better average than everybody else. But I do come to the races to win. That's what the fun is for me. So, you know, I'm going to keep digging for that number one spot on Sunday. I'll be happy until I get it. But, yes, we've had a great run here, this KB Racing team. It's a great, great team, and I've been fortunate to be a part of some great guys or be around some great guys for the last 10, 15 years, and I hope it keeps going. It's certainly, you know, getting later in my career, but hopefully I got a few more good years left and a few more good wins and number one qualifiers. And, you know, just a lot of fun. I love what I do. I've heard John Force say it before. I don't know what else I would do outside of this. I'm kind of that way. I've been around it all my life, and it's what I do. It's what I live for, and, you know, it's a great sport. It's a great sport to be part of. You can have your family around with you. It's I'm glad I picked this avenue.
Sand Creek Mark.
I know it's important what you did today, but given that tomorrow and Sunday will be pretty much the same timing and the same weather, isn't tomorrow what you do even more critical?
It will be. It will be more critical towards what happens on Sunday. And the good news of today is we don't have to worry about qualifying anymore. Tomorrow we can go into race car mode. We can find a way to work on our Sunday package tomorrow and not worry about moving up or down the ladder. So it's we did all we could do today, and now we forget about today, and now it's basically time to go race. Try to learn how to race tomorrow and get it ready for Sunday. So that's a luxury that, you know, not every other team's going to have. They're still going to have to look at trying to move up the ladder and change spots tomorrow and get themselves positioned the best they can on the ladder. So it's all part of it. You need every advantage you can, and that's hopefully going to be an advantage that helps us out in the long run, because, yes, we can go into full race mode tomorrow.
I wanted to ask you one thing about Tim Freeman, what he means to the team, and then him back out here racing with you this weekend.
Well, it's cool. First of all, it's neat. I just kind of snicker and smile when I look over there and I see him there. He's having a ball. He means the world to this team. He's a lot like me. He's been out here a long, long time. Everybody knows him. He knows a lot about drag racing. He's just a good hardcore racer, and he loves to win. He loves to go race. He loves to work hard. He loves to win. And he loves to drive, and he hasn't been able to drive for a long time. So it's been nice to be able to, you know, do this for him and let him get a ride in a Pro Stock car, which he hasn't had in probably 20 years. So he's having fun with it. He deserves it. He does a great job with it. And you know, we'll see where it goes from here. But it's just a neat feeling to look over there and see him with a big old smile on his face.
Awesome. Thank you. Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys.